Hey guys, your favorite blockhead has some very exciting news. I want to let you guys know that your favorite blockhead is now a proud member of the Yogi's Podcast Network. YFB is proud to bring you more content from my friends Mike and Toria over at The Nightly Rant. So you can follow their shows on the Yogi's Podcast Network, which will include Peeling the Orange, which will deal with all the issues in Orange County, The Nightly Rant, Liberty Revealed, and even one of my favorites, the Elite Podcast Academy, where you can learn everything you want to know about being a professional podcaster, be able to reach more people and give your influence, even work on monetization and on podcast notes, you name it. This course will walk you through how to be a better podcaster. And your favorite blockhead is always very blessed to mention his membership with the Dose Leprechauns Podcast Network. You can find those links on the show, and you can always find Dose Leprechauns on iTunes and on YouTube. That being said, what do you say we go ahead and start the show, shall we? Broadcasting live. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for stopping by once again. You are listening to your favorite blockhead, the only podcast in the podcasting world that can somehow incorporate the Peanuts comic strip 1 minute and then be talking about MMA and Warriors Inside the Octagon the next. We've had an eventful couple of weeks over here at your favorite blockhead, haven't we? Those that turned in last week, we had UFC fighter Sam Alvey came on and had a few minutes with us on the show. Before that, we had episode 100. We did the first This Is America, You Blockhead series, the first YFB's MMA breakdown. We've been getting a lot accomplished over here, so it's been good, and I appreciate you guys being on this journey with me. And also, I highly suggest, if you're going to follow this show, you might as well pay yourself by downloading the app for PodCoin. You will find me and many other of the podcasts that I listen to on that forum. Just go to your phone, download the app PodCoin, and when you get that app, you will actually see my podcast and many others that I listen to. Might as well pay yourself, earn yourself some coins and some gift cards, or donate to some causes that you believe in while you listen to your favorite podcast. Doesn't get better than that. Quick shout out to the H-Town Lowdown podcast. H-Town Lowdown, their show is actually one of the bonus episodes right now. You can earn 1.5 coins, so you can earn more by listening to their show as a bonus. So I'm giving them my shout out for the day. And also, I want to make sure that if you haven't made any gift cards with this website, you better start considering about going to Swagbucks. You play on your phone all day long anyway, so you might as well make some money while you're listening to different video trailers for movies, while you're taking surveys or playing games. Swagbucks, the largest online rewards site that gives free gift cards to its members for their online activities by receiving free gift cards just for taking a survey, for shopping with the app, by searching the web, by watching videos, movie trailers, and playing games. Things you do on a normal basis. Get paid with your reward cards and getting gift cards through Swagbucks. And if you sign up through my link through the podcast, you will get an automatic $5 bonus as a new user of Swagbucks. Highly recommend them. Thank you so much for tuning in for episode number 101. Our scripture of the day comes from John chapter 14, verse 27. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Often when I'm talking with friends of mine, I hope you realize when I say that it is common, it is normal, commonplace for you to be going through storms when you praise the Lord Almighty. As I take my swig of water there, just want that to be very clear in your mind, but also in your heart. You should be grateful that you get to trust Him by strengthening your faith, but also calming your fears at the same time. You may not understand the storms, but He meets you in them. So I give you that today, guys. And if you look at the title for episode number 101, this isn't going to make a lot of sense If I don't walk through who, when I'm talking about Colby Covington, I don't talk about Freddie Fabulous from Fremont. It won't make any sense unless I dissect this just a little bit. But I have to start with a quick pronouncement. Just since I happen to have this little trick on the microphone, I think back to episode 100. I think back to talking to UFC fighter Sam Alvey. I think back to all the guests that I've had. I'm thankful to my cartoonist, Mr. Delvis78, Del Short, and all the people that have poured into this podcast. As I stand here for episode number one-on-one today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. But one thing that's a little bit disheartening is that I went and did a teacher training with some of my friends, and what we did is we had this little activity where we put the name of somebody famous on a label, and you tag somebody, you put it on the back of their shoulder where they can't see it. And so what you do is you go around and you try to get hints from everybody. You, the person that has the name, can ask, am I a male or a female? Am I alive? Am I passed away? Am I a rap artist? Am I a athlete? Am I a famous general? You can ask all kinds of things about whoever that character that you are portraying is. Now, I wrote down one just out of experiment, for since I'm an MMA fan. I put down the name George St. Pierre and put that on the back of one of the ladies participating in the activity. Unfortunately, not a single person in that room knew who GSP was. And that's so disheartening. I get it that MMA fans will always know who GSP is, who Rush is. But you got people in that room that don't even know. They couldn't figure out who mine was. They're going, oh man, I couldn't tell you no more who that is. I pull it off. It's Russell Westbrook. I'm like, come on. We could have figured out I was an athlete. We could have figured out if I played basketball or football of some sort. You would think that they would figure that out by now. But it was a bit disheartening just for that one portion. So I had to get that out a little bit. Now, what is reassuring is that if the world overall doesn't know who George St. Pierre is, I have this feeling that most don't know who Colby Covington is. And I get a little bit of satisfaction for that. And part of that is just because I know that I'm struggling with his persona. I'll get to that a little bit more in just a minute. There was a post on Facebook where they were trying to compare who was the most cringeworthy of the fighters that were out there. Was it Henry Cejudo or was it Colby Covington? I'm going to have to take it to the bank that since I got the most likes on the description that I gave, I had to say Henry Cejudo is the I scratch my head, I don't get it type of cringeworthy. We know those people who try to be humorous and it just doesn't work for the mass populace. In this case, Henry Cejudo is trying to pull magic tricks out of a hat. He's wearing a robe and a crown. All he's missing is some kind of a toy mansion that we made by Little Tykes, and that would complete the entire persona. But Henry Cejudo is just a guy that people don't understand what he's trying to portray. They don't get it. Colby, on the other hand, is trying to imitate the persona that was Chael Sonnen that evolved into Conor McGregor. He's trying to be a heel. But what I said is, you're trying to be a heel that you are disgusting people with your comments, like what he said about Matt Hughes with the train accident. There are some that understand the gimmick, and most people look at that and go, that's just so disgusting that you would even dare to mention that. So I was mentioning how you're trying to be a heel so hard that you are legitimately making the majority of the world hate you type of cringeworthy. And most could identify with that description that I gave about Colby Covington. So therefore, it's almost reassuring just to know that even though there might be trolls on Twitter or on Facebook, on Instagram, that are trying to rub it in your face that Colby was able to defeat Robbie Lawler, but now he's going to go on and face Kamaru Usman. I guess we will see how that plays out in due time. I mentioned about him being Freddie Fabulous. This is where your favorite blockhead does what he does best. Combine MMA and the Peanuts. And so what we do is we pull the episode of You're the Greatest, Charlie Brown. Let me walk you through this episode. They are getting together a team to participate in the track meet for their school. All they are lacking is someone to participate in the decathlon. Which, of course, Lucy's new sales pitch to Charlie Brown, who finds out he's not going on vacation, so he's looking for a spot to fill. Linus tries to advise him that maybe you should reconsider the one that's open, but Lucy says, you don't have to be good at anything in particular. Actually, what that means is if you're going to be the decathlon participant, you should be as well-rounded in every single track event that there is. So in a way, that was not a way to get Charlie Brown on board, but he says, hey, I'll do what I have to support the team. Thus the name, You're the Greatest, Charlie Brown. But when we finally get through all the training and he goes to the track meet, this is where we find out that his competitors are Marcy, a guy from a school called Fremont named Freddy Fabulous. And it's mentioned that he won the event last year. So when he's introduced to Freddy, Charlie Brown says, glad to meet you. And then Freddy Fabulous says, you'll be sorry soon that you met me, kid, and laughs to himself. So that's the only audience he has, even though he's quite talented and well-rounded in track. That doesn't mean that he has a serious fan following, and he's so full of himself he can barely fit through the entrances to the track meet. So therefore, that is how the story goes. And Charlie Brown actually does a pretty good performance as it goes, but honestly, the only way I can explain Colby is that even though he's good, it's easy that somebody that can derail him. I'm wondering who the masked Marvel, a.k.a. Snoopy, in You're the Greatest, Charlie Brown, is going to be. I'm thinking, you know, Snoopy puts on the persona that is the masked Marvel. And unfortunately, my poor dog doesn't know what a podcast is and doesn't realize. I guess we can just say hello to Marcy since she's getting a little bit out of hand here. Now, I'm doing a podcast and you'll be just fine, all right? So give me about 5 minutes. Now go lay down. I don't know how well that's going to work, nonetheless, but she wanted to be in on the action, too. She wanted to thank the Blockhead Nation. But really, that's the only way I can explain who Colby is at this point, because the world doesn't know who he is. The majority of people don't, but again, they might be appreciating the loose cannon. But the problem is, it's making it hard to defend my sport. Now, I'm going to go into a little more detail about some other events that are hard to defend for my sport, too. But once again, Blockhead Nation, I just have to thank you so much for how far we have come. We've made episode 101. My 101 here is a little bit off task, but I can just say, I've been wanting to say it for a while, because some are looking at this and going, man, you got a serious following. I heard it once put by an old TV show by kids. I think it was Puff the Magic Dragon. Yeah, it was. Because he says, well, this is not exactly a kingdom. It's a kingdom. And therefore, we have our small little nation, our tribe of guys who are following along. And if you are wanting to continue to support the show, I promise you the fastest way for you to do that is to be able to go to my Ko-fi accounts and go to my Patreon. Those are going to be included in the description of this show. But if you are interested in having a tangible product you want to hold, let me talk to you a little bit about Earthbox, your solution to your back-to-school snacking issues. Earthbox is the best way to discover delicious, healthy new snacks and beverages delivered right to your door every month, and they are jam-packed with snacks. Earthbox is a monthly snack subscription available on everything from classic to gluten-free to vegan and diet box. Each month, you get from Earthbox a healthy priority in your life by getting surprised with fantastic, full-size snacks that have to pass strict ingredient sourcing, calorie, nutrition, and manufacturing standards. So when you follow the link in the description of this podcast, you will get $10 off of your first order and a free box. When you get to the description and you get your Earthbox, when you get to checkout, make sure you use the promo code EARTHBOX10. You heard that right. URTXBOX10 to get $10 off of your subscription for Earthbox, off of your order. Super excited about sharing that with you guys. I'm always thrilled to talk about Earthbox. Now, to bring it back on what I mean about how it's hard to defend my sport, I'm going to shift gears a little bit and talk a little bit about boxing. We have the rematch for the strap between Ruiz and Joshua. So Anthony Joshua loses his title, and now we have Ruiz versus Joshua 2. I don't know if you have looked. Now, I'm not going to get into detail about the rivalry between these guys. I'm not really particularly got an issue with the belt. I'm not trying to build one up over the other. That's not what this is all about. I mean, so many people can get into talking about boxing. I feel like I'm saying one doctor at a time, all the interns, you can just shut your mouth and we can get somewhere. But when I look at what we have here, it's more of the date and the location that are throwing me off. And the reason I say that is because the date of the fight is going to be December 7th. That happens to be the anniversary of Pearl Harbor. You know, those that have followed the show enough, that I served on the USS Pearl Harbor stationed out of San Diego. That date commemorates a day that will live in infamy. And I strongly support not only the history of that day, but the survivors that are still with us. Now, it's just a struggle for me to look at, because when you look at the location of this fight is going to be in Saudi Arabia. And now, even though I can truly express to you that boxing is an international sport, so many moments in American history can be defined by what happened inside of the boxing ring. And we can see where the corruption is at this point. All you gotta do is follow the money. And that's really the overlying point that I have here for this podcast, is just we can follow the money on why that he's in Saudi Arabia. I mean, I remember reading back a while back, a gentleman who wrote a book called The Prize, Daniel Yergin, who got the Pulitzer Prize for nonfiction books. He also had a sequel to that book called The Quest. And when you look at Saudi Arabia being the number two oil exporter in the entire world, and how that gives the country significant power and influence on the global stage, there's something else that he made clear, is that OPEC has always had another competitor, which is the global market. So if we are exporting, maybe 18% of the world's oil is coming out of the Straits of Hormuz, or maybe straight into the English Channel, and as we are seeing the oil being exported to America, well, imported are going to be goods and services and innovations and technologies of the United States, including combat sports. The King of Saudi and the petroleum minister have to understand that moving more oil means that they're going to need more buyers, their competitor being the global market, and therefore, why settle for having this venue in Las Vegas running with dirty money? Why we can appease the King of Saudi and be able to have it on Saudi Arabian soil? That's the only thing I look at when I compare these, is it often a reminder, as long as it's not happening during Ramadan, when we look at this, it just shows that America and our competitors do worship the almighty dollar. And history is just a footnote. It's not revered any way that it could be, honoring Pearl Harbor Day, when so many eyes will be looking to this fight. Again, the sequel I've got no problem with. Understand the time zones and being able to tune in to where you can actually see it. Again, that's another story. I think DAZN's going to have to address that in due time. So it does bother me. Because when you look at, not only is Saudi Arabia known for oil exports, it's also known for trade and investment. They've had a surplus of over $5 billion of oil reserves, but the investment part is going to be imports from the United States. So once again, it's an international handshake, which allows combat sports to uplift the morale of both worlds. But again, it just shows the complexity of thought, the complexity of combat sports are now on the global market, thanks to moments like this. A moment that changed American history would be Joe Louis and Max Schmeling. Talked about that in detail in some of my podcasts too. This is a very different different type of bout with a different commodity on the table. I would hope that would make some kind of sense as I walk you through this, but once again, I keep talking about Colby being Freddie Fabulous from Fremont, but of course, he doesn't end up winning the bout, and neither does the Masked Marvel. It's refreshing to know that Marcy actually wins the entire decathlon. You'd have to check that out, that you're the greatest, Charlie Brown. Been really fun to be able to share that with you at this point, but also back to MMA slightly just for a little bit. The next MMA breakdown that I'm going to do is going to focus entirely on Bellator. Tonight's fight is going to be Valentina Shevchenko versus Liz Carmouche. Very happy for both of these girls. I'm glad that the women are getting a chance to be on the grand stage, being able to have a fight night in between the time periods that we have the huge fights. Upcoming would be Stipe Miocic versus Daniel Cormier, but I super look forward to seeing the girls being able to have a moment in the spotlight. And Valentina Shevchenko is just a very likable champion. Very likable girl. Definitely has a strong career ahead of her, regardless of what happens with her and Carmouche tonight. Again, all may the odds be ever in Carmouche's favor, because it sure looks like the bullet is the one that's getting the thumbs up from any crowd of any setting internationally. So I think that kind of gives a snippet of where we're going through. But as I look through, there was something else that came up in MMA not too long ago, and it was the concern for Aspen Ladd and her inability to weight cut for the fight she recently had. Of course, we have a loss, but then she's got medical team saying that you can no longer participate in this weight class. And you would think that the simple answer would be, well, move up in weight classes. Yeah, but do we have somebody that she can actually go and compete against now at this point? And how far on the preliminaries is she going to be? Is she even going to have a steady spot in the main card? I look at some of these main cards from the UFC and Bellator, and I look at them and I go, why are they so low either on the main card or the prelims when they're undefeated? You would think the track record would speak for itself. Such as in Bellator, Adam Borix has another fight coming up soon, and he's barely even mentioned in the entire event. And he just defeated a commodity that Bellator was betting on to do exceptionally well, which was Aaron Pico. Now Adam Borix doesn't even get a co-main event spot. I wish I could wrap my brain around that. The numbers should speak for themselves. The track record should be there to support the fighters. But once again, I'm not the one in upper MMA La La Land putting pen to paper and putting these fights together. So again, I think we just should be, instead of everybody getting so wound up about Colby Covington, it's really nice to see that we have something refreshing like the girls having the spotlight tonight. So big ups to Carmouche and Shevchenko. I'll be watching for other events that come up. Stipe versus Daniel Cormier, the fight that is so deserved, is right around the corner. And as we wrap up this quick little podcast today, as you try to take these thoughts into consideration, let you sleep on it a little bit tonight, I'll let you know about another way you can get some decent sleep, and that's with Serta Mattress. Guys, according to the American Sleep Apnea Association, about 50 to 70 million Americans are affected by lack of sleep. And if that's you, Blockhead can help by introducing you to the pioneer in comfort since 1931, Serta Mattress, and the breakthrough eye comfort sleep system featuring the latest in gel memory foam technology. Serta Mattress is the number one mattress manufacturer in the United States today, providing you with the sleep comfort you deserve. Also discover how you can get 0% APR for up to 60 months or as low as $50 per month for 60 months. $50 per month for the best sleep you've ever had. With every mattress set purchase, you also enjoy free white glove delivery, a 120-day in-home trial. You decide you don't like it, you send it back, a 10-year warranty, and free removal of your old mattress. Again, how simple does it get? So be sure to click the link in the podcast for Serta Mattress and finally begin to have that good night's sleep that is well deserved. And guys, we should be getting a couple more MMA breakdowns that come out completely, one on Bellator entirely, since the last one was on UFC. I'll be putting out one for in September. You'll hear the next This Is America, You Blockhead. We're going to be focusing on the Wright Brothers at Kitty Hawk. We've got a lot of different guests that are supposed to be coming up soon. So we got some business really picking up over here on your favorite blockhead. And that's the way the cookie crumbles. We will see you next time. The same blockhead time, same blockhead channel. See you next time.